Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Sonia, hi. I need your help. I just received another email, okay, saying that they are having trouble with my credit card. This is the second email they've sent. I might have talked to you the other day, and you said to wait. Whoever I talked to did say wait and see. Well, now they're having trouble again. I'm not sure what the problem is. Is there any way you could help me?
Sure. Give me one moment. I'll look into that for you. And you said you received an email about a payment?
Well, an email saying that they are not, they attempted to charge my credit card, and apparently they're having errors when they do it. Now, I don't know why that is. I mean, I'm using the credit card. And
okay.
Do you need my account number?
Yeah, just one moment here. I'm getting logged in. All right, I do apologize for that hold. I'm just reaching out to find out why are we getting customers are calling with the same issue every
customer. Really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's something, and you know, and some call upset and they'll say, "Well, just cancel it," you know, and it's like we're like, "Oh no, don't do that." But, you know, they're angry and upset because it's like, I know it's there. And it's like, you can't say, well, I'm sorry. All right. And could you verify the address, please, sir?
It's 151 Lakeview Trail, Sugarloaf, PA.
Okay, thank you. All right, so there's the Ghostbusters Ecto-1 subscription, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, it shows here you're on a 2-week shipment frequency. You're receiving four
Correct.
Issues. Looks like your next four scheduled for May the 18th. And I'm loading the ledger now. Okay, it's still loading now, so give me one moment.
No problem.
Okay. All right, it's just about loaded, sir.
Okay.
All right.
You take your time. I'm here until my battery wears out.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. All right, so it shows here on May the 4th, the last order went to the warehouse. I'm not finding a decline on the regular subscription. Let me check the specials.
Right. Right. The thing that the last thing the other day that I ordered was two binders, the Ecto One binders.
Okay.
And I'm assuming.
And so yours, your specials are skipped. So. And it shows that it shipped on the last shipment shipped on May the 6th.
Right.
But you said you received an email stating
today.
That the payment.
Yeah, I got. See, there's two emails I got. The first one said the same thing, that we received an error when we attempted to charge your credit card. In order to continue your shipments, you know, call you.
Okay, let's see. To be honest with you, sir, you do not have a decline anywhere on your order.
Okay.
So let me, one moment here. All right, I do apologize for that hold. All right, so you've received that message in error. It shows here the last package did ship on May 6th. Let's see what the tracking shows. All right, so we're just waiting on the tracking number to be updated on the order, and as soon as the USPS scans it in, you're going to receive the tracking for it.
Okay, now, could you check? There's I received a shipment confirmation for 424. Okay. And as of now, when I check the tracking, the USPS, the post office, says they're still waiting on the package. That's 2.5 weeks ago.
They're still waiting on the package from May 6th?
From April 24th, 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay, let me check on that one.
Okay.
April 24th. Okay. Yeah, and it says it's awaiting the package. Let's see. And that was from April the 20th. Okay. All right, the only thing I could do at this point, and I'm going to do that, and that's reship it just because of the time it's been.
Okay.
And I'm waiting on that.
Yeah, that has the display base in it, 63, 64, 65, and 66.
Yes, sir. I see it right there. All right, so display base. Magazine 63 through 66, and then the issues 63 through 66. All right, so we got delivered but not received. No, not delivered, not received. So that's okay, display base 63 through 66. All right, just double checking. All right, so I have that on reshipment for you here today. And I do apologize for the delay.
Oh, no problem.
But there is no issue with your credit card. I don't see.
Okay.
Unless, did you have like another order? Did you do like an eShop order, just a regular Eagle Moss order?
Would the two binders be considered that?
No, sir. The binders would be, let's see. Binders would be, is it for Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Oh, no. The binders should be on here. I don't see binders. Did you pay for them?
No, that's the thing. That's why I was thinking they were, you know, the error with the credit card was they were trying to charge those two binders and were having a problem. But you don't even see the two binders on the order, do you?
Let's see. Last shipment only shows the issues 67 through 70. Let me view the next shipment to see if they updated it there. Let's see. No, it doesn't have the binders on there. Let me get that taken care of. Now, I'm trying to find out. She pulled something. I had my supervisor looking into it as well.
Okay.
But that was a charge of for $24. I think that was an Eagle Moss order. Let me go back. All right, so it looks like she generated, I think it's no, because that's in March. What is she looking at?
See, the two binders were on 5/7. May 7th was when I had asked to order those.
Okay. I'm still trying to find what she pulled up here because something was $24.90.
Well, now I do have other items from Eagle Moss that I do order. I'm not sure. The $24.90 sounds familiar for some reason.
Yeah, and I think it's like, let's see here. I think I found it. 26.39. So for like a Batman, I'm loading this ledger here.
Oh, that's okay. It's. I'm gonna say that's a figure. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's a figure that is. Yes, $24.90. You're right. I'm waiting on that one.
Okay, that's the order.
That was charged back in December.
I know, so, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it was from December, so why are y'all sending him something in May? Okay. And
yeah, that was a pre-order.
Okay, so it looks like that's why you received that message from the payment. Let's see. And they took the payment on December the 4th.
Correct.
All righty. Right, I'm just waiting on her to, and she said something about it's the tax issue. I don't have any idea what that means. Because I
Are
mean,
you able? Go
yeah,
ahead.
I'm sorry.
Are you able to put the two binders in for an order?
Yes, I'm gonna take care of that because I don't know. She I don't know. They just don't understand what you're saying, and it's like they don't want us to transfer. So, just listen to what the customers. I'm telling you what the customer is saying. This is not me. Oh boy.
A thankless job.
I know. And I mean, it's even, I love my job. Don't get me wrong. I love it. And everybody can love their job, but it's just, people you work with just kind of like takes away from it.
I hear you.
Right, so let's get these binders for you. Okay, so we need two binders.
That's the Ecto-1, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, I'm actually, it's making me load here, so give me one moment. And it loads everything before it lets us go in.
Okay.
All right, so it says about, it's in September. Okay. All right, sure. So we have the binder. Let's see. Let's go one more. Okay, no orders found. Okay. All right, sure. I have the binders on reshipment for you here today. Allow
Okay.
about 7 to 10 business days to receive the reshipment. And is there anything else I could help with today?
Should I ignore those emails if they come back again, or?
Well, actually, what she's done is she said it's the tax issue, which I don't, she's a supervisor, so I don't have any idea, what that could possibly mean, but I'm just as confused as you are. It's a PayPal, the payment shows it was taken out on December the 4th of 2020, and then here May 10th of 2021, it's a decline. I don't get
Well, you
that.
know what? If that's, I'm not sure. I guess that's through PayPal, but if that was through PayPal, what PayPal does is after 10 days, if you don't, put it in, they cancel it. They will refuse to pay it. And that may be what they've done.
Okay, because shows
So,
a PayPal payment on December 4th, 2020 of $24.90, and then the tax is $26.30, I think.
okay. So, you're saying that one has been declined.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If it was through PayPal, I've had this experience before with another company, and it was the same thing. It was a more or less a pre-order. I'm going to say to myself, do not pre-order through PayPal. Only because this is what they do. They cancel it after a certain amount of time if it's not sent out.
Oh, because
So,
they tell us on this end, if you see a PayPal payment, that means we have the money. That means it's been charged. So that's not so.
right. Well, apparently not, because yeah, I've had this experience before. Like I said, the same thing happened.
Yes,
They
sir.
were charged, and then they refused to do the money, but that's PayPal's policy. And I didn't know that, because they were going to cancel the order. So I had to actually, what I may have to do here is use my Discover card directly. In other words, don't go through PayPal, charge the card. I
Okay.
don't know if that's possible on your end. You
Yes.
know, if
To
that's
update
what's
the
causing
payment
it,
on it.
right, to change the payment and not through PayPal. PayPal has this credit card, okay? So apparently their policy is after a certain amount of time, they won't make the payment. So what I had to do with the other company was I had to give them my credit card directly. And they charge the credit card directly, not through PayPal. So if we can do that, I mean, that's great. Let's do that so I don't keep getting emails.
All right, well, it looks like she went in while we were discussing the order, and she
Okay.
made the adjustment.
Okay.
She took the taxes off, which made it the 2490 instead of the 2639.
Okay.
So
As long as she's got a charge on, able to charge that, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
yes, that's what it looks like she's done. And the reason why it hasn't shipped yet is because it's not in stock. So as soon as
Okay.
it's ready, it will ship.
Okay. That works for me.
All right, sir. Anything else I could help with today?
No, I guess we got the binders and the reshipment on that
Shipment.
one order.
Yes, sir. We
Okay.
sure do.
And then hopefully I won't see any more emails.
I hope not. I mean, I just asked him like this morning. I was like, this has been going on for like 2 weeks now. No. That's not every customer.
Right. I mean, I feel a little better that it's not just me.
Oh, no, it's not just you. It's not.
Okay. Well, I guess that should hopefully take care of everything. I appreciate your help. You've been very helpful.
My pleasure, sir. And thanks again for calling Eagle Moss, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You also, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.